Sports.com.
That's 855-450-FREE with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Lots to talk about as always. Your calls, if you make them, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then you will be able to connect with us on Skype easily. Again, username there is lrn.fm. There's a lot to discuss here tonight. Mark, you've got tipping on your mind. Also, meet Dread Pirate Roberts, one man at Forbes magazine. Well, he didn't actually meet him, but he had a chat with him online, and some interesting things were revealed about the believed-to-be creator of the Silk Road.
It's not like one can just walk into a room with Dread Pirate Roberts and walk out.
Yeah, and there's some interesting revelations in this particular piece over at Forbes. I'd like to cover some of that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE also allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. But, Mark, you've got tipping on your mind tonight. Why?
Well, I guess there was a situation here in Keene where I guess... On Social Sunday, we have an event called Social Sundays.
A long-running weekly social event for Liberty people in this area.
And it's been at a variety of different places. Mm-hmm. And one of the places, I'm not going to give the names here. I don't think it really matters. But the most recent place, I guess somehow or another, the folks that go there have gotten a reputation for being bad tippers.
Not true. Not true. Only some people have a reputation as being a bad tipper.
You spoke to the gentleman today, but I mean, people
tend to... I spoke to the owner of the club, who self-describes as a libertarian, and I had heard rumor that the wait staff there, or in this case, a bartender, they don't actually have any wait staff, it's basically one bartender that comes out and takes people's orders. The bartender was frustrated by some poor tipping. Within, you know, it's a large group. There's, you know, 20 people, 25 people some weeks, some weeks as low as 15, but a fairly decently sized group that comes in on a weekly basis. And in any given group, some people are going to be better tippers than others, right?
Yep.
So basically that's what you've got here is it's not an uncommon critique. It's one that has been leveled in the past at the some of the people in the Liberty community as though they are bad tippers. And so I sought out the owner of the establishment to verify the claim. Because I had just heard it from a local hater. You know, I didn't know if it was actually true. I hadn't heard it from the bartendress herself or anything like that. I know that I tip well, and I know some other people tip well, but I also know that libertarians have kind of a reputation for this.
Well, what I wonder is, what does tipping well even mean?
Well, I think generally a standard tip is considered 15% in the industry. So tipping above 15% would be considered, I think, tipping well. So 20%,
generally,
I think, is generally considered a good tip.
The process. This is really what I want to talk about, though, is that generally the process of taking an order, you take the order, you go, you put the order in, you bring the food out, you clean the plates. That's what one does.
That's right. Yeah.
And I have served. You have not.
True.
So I'm pretty much aware of how this goes. And some places, I mean, you know, the ticket price is going to be $20 a plate. And mm-hmm. in this particular place, one of the reasons it was chosen was because on Sundays they have specials. And
cheap food, dollar slices of pizza, right. 39 cent wing.
39 cents wing, dollar slice pizza. That means
you can eat for $5.
I can get six wings and two slices of pizza for less than $5.
Yep.
It was like it's like $4.32 or something.
Yep.
And then they add tax on, and you're supposed to give 15 to 20% tip. Now, a 15% tip, you're not supposed to tip on tax, as I understand it. The way I was taught with tipping, you do not tip on tax. So therefore, now I think I find it a lot easier to do such a thing, but that's fine. That's not what you're supposed to do. So 15% on $4.32 is 66 cents.
Yeah, it seems really small. And this is one of the problems with, I think, a lot of people in the Liberty community is they're too damn smart for their own good.
But 10% on a $20 plate, by the way, is $2. So is $2 a small tip, or is 66 cents a big tip?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Either way, I think the issue is that this one rule, this 15% rule, I don't think applies across the board.
I agree.
And I think that, you know, when you get into this conversation about, hey, guys, you know, maybe if you can't afford to tip, you shouldn't eat out, people start to kind of nickel and dime the conversation with this. Well, it's only 15%, so
well,
blah,
what are you
blah,
supposed
blah.
To do?
Well, here's
this
what
is
I'd
what
recommend.
I'm looking for
keep,
is a rule.
Keep in mind, what you should do, in my opinion, is keep in mind that the person who's working is making $3 an hour. And that, you know, they're serving a certain number of people within that time. You're there in an air-conditioned and or heated facility, and you've got, you know, clean, relatively clean bathrooms to utilize, and you get to stay there for as long as you want. Hopefully you're buying something while you're staying there and enjoying the company of your friends. To me, that, you know, considering that person is making $3 an hour, if I've got a $4 bill, that, you know, if my food is $4 or $5, I'm going to probably tip $2 on that. Simply because I would feel cheap if I did anything less than that. Generally, the tip per drink is considered, I think, industry standard is about $1.
Yeah, and I find that a real problem, too.
Yeah, although if I get 75 cents back change out of a $5, you know, if it's a $5 drink and I get 75 cents back, I'm probably not going to bother to reach in for the full dollar.
Well, I think that, you know, if you're, this gets difficult, too. First off, you're being served by a bartender, not by a wait person, so mm-hmm. you don't know that you're necessarily getting a $3 an hour employee. That's one bit of confusion. Secondly, okay. You said I would feel cheap. I'm not looking for what you feel like. I'm looking for a rule here on what to tip. And as a server, I don't know what that rule is. Also, when talking about drinks, I think there's a big difference between getting a Long Island iced tea and mixing up a Long Island iced tea and twisting the top off of a beer.
Yeah.
There's just a big difference here. So I mean, to some extent, it's about, do you want the server to come back to you? If you're going out at a club and you just want a bottle of beer, but you tip the bartender $5, you can be certain that when you're at that bar the next time, that bartender is going to pay a lot of attention to you. So yeah. If you want to be a high roller, that's cool. You want to wait in line, you leave $1. I don't know. But, you know, when it comes to feeling, I feel like I'm cheap if I tip less than $1 on a bottle of beer, but I also feel like $1 for twisting the top off of a beer when somebody might give the same for a White Russian. It seems confusing to me.
Well, I'm not here to defend the custom of tipping. I think it's confusing. Custom. It absolutely is. I'm only here to advocate that maybe people should tip better. In general, when in doubt, tip better, I think is a good rule. And
I think that most servers feel the same way, but having worked as a server, I'd say that you're also dealing with us to some extent where I've worked, a surly lot. A surly lot that gets entitled. So
you're talking about customers.
When I was a kid, no, I'm talking about servers.
Oh, okay.
So you're willing to say customers are surly, I'm willing to say servers are surly. You've never been a server. I've certainly been a customer.
Yeah.
So what I've got
is known servers, though, lots of them.
Yep, me too. And I think that there's this entitlement mentality that goes on. There was a one time. Now, basically, a good tip is 20%. When I was a kid, a good tip was 15%. And this, it's evidence of an entitlement mentality in this, you know, well, now people do 20% in order to be a big roller, so you should do 20%, which is right. I just don't know, and I think it gets confusing. I want to tip well for people that have connected with me on an emotional level, have provided me with great service, and I want to do that. But do I want to tip well with somebody who I feel's given me mediocre, for mediocre service, I want to give 15%. That sounds right to me. For bad service, I want to give 10.
Sure. On the other hand, I tend to tip more because I know others are not so good at tipping. I feel like I'm making up for others' failures.
I'm not here to save other people.
I'm not either. But, Mark, I mean, the fact is, whether you like it or not, people put Liberty people into groups. And if the majority of a group are bad tippers, that's not going to look good for the other people in the group. I understand that that's not the way it should be, that everybody should be judged on an individual basis, but let's talk about reality. I mean, the reality is people do put folks in groups, and I think that's unfortunate, but we have to, I think, have to consider that. when dealing with folks.
Well, I want to know what other people think about this tipping thing.
What exactly do you want to know?
I want to know what the right tip is in certain
circumstances. Everyone's got a valid opinion.
Somebody give me your rules. I mean, if your rules differ than this 15, 20% thing, tell me what you think.
855-453.
And I find it frustrating and upsetting.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. My standard line on this is if you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to eat out. So stay home. 855-453.
I don't even know what
that
means.
Go to McDonald's. It's free.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Talk Live. Take control toll-free of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have listening options. Live streams are there. Broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show. They're there 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. We also have radio stations, 125 great AM and FM radio stations across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can go and get that list over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio. Plus, we're on free-to-air, which is available across most of North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. And if 21 hours a week of Free Talk Live isn't enough for you, you can always get more liberty-oriented content. School Sucks Project is an excellent podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, register for your account. It's free. Participate in their forums. You can suggest show topics and, of course, access years' worth of free archives. schoolsucksproject.com. Now, one thing they don't teach you in school is how to tip. At least they didn't teach me that.
They may have taught me how to do it, but if they did, they probably just said 15%.
Yeah, basically, I just, you know, everything I've learned about tipping has been through bumbling through life and making mistakes and then finally meeting people that understood tipping, like people that have actually worked in the service industry. So people that could explain it. A lot of people, I don't think, even understand that.
Hold on just a second here, mister. Why in the world would you ask people in the service industry how to tip? Would you ask used car salesmen how to buy cars?
I didn't ask them how to tip. I was dating one of them or was, you know, in a relationship with one of them at one time, and she explained it to me. I'm sorry, you don't necessarily learn in high school that servers get $2 an hour.
I think that I have always felt like servers have a tendency to kind of feel like you get closer to heaven if you give a bigger tip. I've worked as a server.
Yeah.
And I... You know what? I didn't when it came to tips, I just kind of, you know, put them in a pile and I took what I got. I tried to give the best service I possibly could. It seems like these servers put a lot of, you know, they decide who they're going to serve better or worse based on the tip. I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were a couple of customers that really tipped well and I knew that and they'd always get particularly good service, but they were sort of regulars. They were sort of regulars and they came in all the time.
Right.
But
and you don't want to be a regular and turn it poorly.
I don't think you go to heaven because you give better tips.
Okay, but what it does do is it can create a relationship between you and the server.
So
you
does that mean,
have acknowledged here, you said you treated the customers who were regulars who tipped you well better than the average customer. Not that you treated an average customer poorly, but you gave better service to ensure promptness. Isn't that what tip
that's
stands
what it's
for?
Yep. Well, I don't know that that's true, but okay.
Well, it's a good rumor, and, yeah. and you know, it's true, right? They only have so much time, and they're going to spend their time and their expertise on the people that reward them the most effectively.
What about tipping in when you say you're on an interstate ride from, you know, one state to another? What about tipping
interstate
in that
interstate ride, like a Greyhound bus?
Okay. Suppose you're on a road trip in
yep.
a car and you stop off someplace to have a meal.
Yes.
In order to you tip after the meal, so you're not you're not ensuring prompt service.
Mm-hmm.
You're rewarding behavior.
That's true.
You're never going to see this person again. Why in the world would you tip? The vast majority of Americans...
Because it's the right thing to do.
Okay, I'm just asking you a question. I tip 15 to 20% because that's what one does. And the vast majority of people do that in that circumstance. But you're saying it's to ensure better service, to create a relationship, and do all those things. It's not.
Well, I mean, that's true on a long-term basis. That is absolutely true, as you've already acknowledged. You're pointing out on the one-off basis, you're you're clearly correct when you make that distinction, that if you're only going to a place once, that, yeah, obviously it's not to ensure promptness, then it's to reward someone for good service. And it's still always that, but over time, if you come back to the same place, it does help build a relationship and all that. So in the case of just going to a one-off place, yeah, you want to do the right thing because you know this person has done a good job and you know they're getting paid next to nothing on their paycheck, and this is how they buy food at the end of the night. You know, that's why you tip well, for good service anywhere you go, no matter if they ever are going to see you again in your life.
Yeah, I don't know what the tip. For me, it's confusing because I don't know what to tip well means. I think that there's a that people in general tend to get an entitlement mentality. If you go in and give 15%, which was supposed to be when I was a kid, what you gave for good service, now that's just considered mediocre. Then at some point you go move to 20% to get good service. Then at some point that's going to be mediocre. You know, what do I got to do to get to be tipping the right amount here? I don't know the answer.
All right. Well, you have asked such a question on our Facebook page. Yeah. And I also asked a question about...
Yeah, you asked a crappy question.
But I got more comments than your question, and we asked them 3 minutes apart. I have 27 comments so far on my question. Do libertarians tend to be bad tippers? And this is just something that comes up over time. I don't think it's maybe it's not necessarily something that holds true, and I certainly hope that it doesn't. But it is an issue that has reared its ugly head. There was one guy in particular here years ago in New Hampshire who started a thread on one of the forums, the NHFree.com forums. I'm sure if you go there and search tipping, you'll see this whole lengthy, you know, 20-page long discussion on, you know, why you should tip and what's appropriate to tip and all of this. And the individual in question, to the bitter end, defended his not tipping. And
yeah, I didn't understand that behavior at all, and I kind of feel like you're giving me heat for that. Because
I'm not giving
defending.
You heat for that. I'm just giving you an example of why it is that liberty. You know, this has come up. This is not the first time this issue has come up. We talked about it on the show at the time when that came up in the past.
And I don't understand that either. Obviously, you're creating a contract when you walk into that business with that server. It seems obvious to me. You're saying I acknowledge that you make sub minimum wage.
Well, there is no contract. I mean, and that's the problem with the libertarian who's really intelligent, is they can argue their way with logical points about why they shouldn't, have to tip or whatever. And I'm probably only talking about 1% of libertarians, because when this guy brought this point up.
I don't know who libertarians are. When I waited tables, I had one guy who didn't not tip me. One guy.
Wow.
Yes, over a course of months. And I believe he did it because I presented his wife with, this was in the country, and she asked for iced tea. So I brought her Asti Spumanti instead of iced tea. And, for some reason, I guess, maybe these people
were teetotalers.
Right. Maybe these people were teetotalers, and I, presenting them with alcohol was an insult. Maybe they felt that I was talking. I said, iced tea. Maybe they thought I was being mean. I just didn't honestly understand.
All right, so the toll-free number here, maybe you are a server and you want to answer Mark's question. He's in his 40s, and he still doesn't understand how to appropriately leave a tip. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I'm suggesting you don't know either. See, you're just confident in your answers. That doesn't make you right.
No, I'll admit when I don't know.
There's lots of idiots that are confident, my friend.
Look, I'll admit when I don't know. I've asked you before, Mark, what do you tip on this sort of thing, right?
And I tell you.
Yeah, so 855-450-FREE.
But I don't know how the answer is.
CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you want to leave something in our Bitcoin tip jar, you can do that by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address there. And you may leave whatever amount you feel is appropriate. Trust me, I will not be offended. I appreciate everything that is sent into the Bitcoin tip jar, because everything we have in there is more than we would have had you not sent it. So
I, on the other hand, feel entitled, and you should send extra.
Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And of course, if you don't yet have a Bitcoin wallet, well, then you don't have any Bitcoins yet. So you probably should get one, and you can do that by visiting blockchain.info. You can get an encrypted Bitcoin wallet, one that will prevent even the blockchain people from knowing how much money that you have in there, let alone the NSA or FBI or those people. Blockchain.info makes it easy for you to get your own Bitcoin wallet, and you can have access to it from any web browser, plus Android, iPhones. They've got an app, and it makes it really easy to send and receive Bitcoins. Now, what is a Bitcoin? Well, it's a decentralized currency. It's also a financial transaction system. It cuts out the middleman between you and your money. There's no bank involved. There's no corporation that's creating it. It's not a government thing. The government can't shut it down and Let me tell you what, I'm sure they're pretty upset about that. So go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Not only can you find out how to contribute to Free Talk Live there, but you can also learn more about Bitcoins through our link that we have to We Use Coins there. And also you can acquire Bitcoins, and the blockchain.info wallet is fantastic. I highly recommend it. Blockchain.info. We go to the phones, to the fun. We're talking tipping. Kobe is in Utah, St. George, listening to KZNU. Hey, Kobe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I was just putting my two cents in about the tipping.
Please.
I had an interesting experience where I went to a restaurant with a guy that was a millionaire. Okay, and he, when he got into the establishment, when our waitress came up to serve us, he handed her $5. Before the service ever started, and said, "I'm giving you your $5 tip before you start the service because I know you're going to treat us right." And I'll tell you what, that server was there every, passed by our table all the time. Can I get you more drinks? Is the food okay? Can I get you this? Can I get you that? It was the best service ever.
Yep.
And what he was trying to teach us is that you don't judge somebody like by the way their service is, you don't judge people in general. It's kind of what his point about that was. He said, "Listen, I'm a millionaire. I can afford to do $5 tips and then leave $5 when I leave." But his thing was not to judge people before by the service there. But I don't know, by leaving that money beforehand, we had the most incredible experience.
Interesting.
It creates incentive. This happened to be one time waiting tables too. Now I admit I worked waiting tables 4 or 5 months. It was no huge amount of time or anything like that. Maybe it was I guess it was longer than that, 7 or 8 months, whatever it might be. But I did have one guy, a farmer, who came in and basically did the same thing. He put some amount of money, $4 or $5, down on the table, or he gave it to me, I can't remember which, and said, "Here's your tip," and I basically just gave me the tip ahead of time. It stuck out of my mind. The guy got fantastic service because I knew what kind of tip I was going to get out of the deal.
Did he leave one afterwards too?
No, okay. He didn't. And he, I thought it was great. I thought it was a nice way to do it is because, look, I know what I'm getting ahead of time. I'm not playing that game where I'm going to give you some service and then you may or may not leave me a tip. I was playing the game where he's paid me. I'm going to deliver for him.
Interesting. Kobe, thanks for sharing that story. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Appreciate your call tonight. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. Temper is on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Temper.
The only situation I know of where I don't know if you're supposed to tip is, let's say you go to a restaurant that's normally tip. I'm going to use Outback because I think everybody knows what Outback is. But let's say you get Outback takeout. Are you supposed to tip in that situation?
Yeah. It's a great question. I couldn't answer that question. I can tell you that some servers do touch that those meals. But
usually it's to bring it from the kitchen window to the cash register.
The question you have to ask yourself is that what that minimum wage for servers is being paid for? I don't know the answer. I'm sure they'll take your tips.
Yeah, generally.
And they'll also print out, and this is, I find, a little, it rubs me the wrong way. They'll print out a thing, and it puts a tip right there, put a line for a tip.
For takeout?
For all kinds of different things. For situations I would have never considered tipping.
Really?
There'll be a line for tips. Do I tip for this?
I think generally, I don't think, and this is pure speculation on my part. Hopefully somebody in the hospitality industry can answer this question of yours, but I think generally takeout isn't considered the same level of service, so it would be like, if you're going to leave a tip, it would probably be $1 or something like that, kind of like if you're at a buffet. Generally people don't tip at these places, so if you want to tip something, you'll probably stand out. So tipping $1 on a takeout or $1 on a buffet or something like that is something versus nothing, which is probably what most of the, people that give in those situations.
Have Temper? You ever had really bad service where you wrote, say, a message on the tip line?
Boy, that's an interesting question. I don't recall. What about you, Temper? Have you?
Recently, I was in Florida, and, the service was just so horrible. And after watching her basically, walk around lost for like 10 minutes because he wasn't serving anybody. I wrote down on the message to retire as the tip.
I remember, Temper, thanks for your call tonight. I do remember there was one instance in Sarasota, Florida. I don't remember what the place was called. It was some Japanese restaurant. And my family and I had gone in and sat down, and we waited and waited. And they brought us drinks, but we waited and waited and waited. And, like, literally were waiting for quite a long time. And I managed to convince everybody to just walk out. So we just left on that one. Didn't even bother to continue to wait or talk to anybody. Literally, we're sitting there for a half an hour.
I've written notes. I try to be specific. You know, to retire could be a little confusing. Another thing that's confusing is supposedly if a server gets a penny, that's an indication
insult.
That you got bad service. Mm-hmm. But does that mean if you leave one penny as the tip, or is it an indication that if you leave any pennies in the tip? Because sometimes
I think that's a one penny thing.
Okay, that's what you interpret it as, but I've heard people say otherwise. That, you know, simply the presence of a copper clad zinc coin.
Really, among any other tip, having a penny in there means it's bad. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Like if you left
tipping doesn't make any sense. That's the point of the conversation. No. I don't know. And what could it
make some sense? It's just not consistent.
If I want to send a message to the server, I write a message to the server.
Yeah.
If I've been moved enough to do something, I'm going to put pen to paper and write them a message and let them know what was up, because that way I can communicate to this person rather than a couple of words or some kind of penny or something like
that. A symbol.
Yeah. I want to communicate to them. So.
And it's also valid to, I think, communicate to a manager as well, because certainly if the server was purposefully being rude or whatever, it's one thing to communicate something to someone who they may have overlooked a detail or forgotten something. But if the server is purposefully rude or just absolutely outrageous in some manner, then leaving that person a note probably isn't going to do any good. That would be where you'd want to talk to management and let them know, you know, the experience that you had. So I've asked the question online about tipping. We'll share some of your responses here in a moment from our Facebook page. We first will go to Anthony in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I actually am a delivery driver. I deliver pizzas a couple days a week. And
yeah, pizzas are another interesting thing to tip on, because you're not clearing tables and those kind of things. So does one give the 15%? Does one give 20%? Does one give a lower tip to pizza drivers? Can also present a difficulty.
The way I think about it is it's not so much a percentage of what your bill is. I think that a decent tip would be equivalent to what the going rate of a gallon of gas is in your area. Because
wow, that's a big tip.
Well,
stand
if you
by.
Think about it, it depends
on
what they're driving, right?
Hang on, I'll bring it back, Anthony. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because I'd always figured 15-20% on a pizza. More coming up, you can take control. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's up, though?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. New NSA revelations have been released. We'll share some of those with you if we get a chance. 855-450-FREE is toll-free and brought to you by SACL CAI. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about tipping and what is appropriate in various different circumstances and how confusing it can be to some people. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you want to comment, you're welcome to do so.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, firearms, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands you want at the lowest prices. They've got long guns, short guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, everything the outdoor enthusiast could possibly need, including tents, apparel, boating equipment, and water purification. All there, ManVentureOutpost.com. And I challenge you, find the product that they've got, that somebody's got at a lower price and they have a ManVentureOutpost.com, because I have yet to do it, and I've ordered a lot of things from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them, and I think you'll get the lowest prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
We have been talking tipping. We've got a pizza delivery driver on the line with us right now. It's Anthony in New York. Anthony, you still there?
Yep.
All right, so what you were saying is you consider a good tip to be about a gallon's worth of gas. Now, in New Hampshire, that's about $3.60 or something like that at the moment. And I was thinking a little bit further. At first, I kind of bristled at that, but then I thought a little further. If it's a $20 order, that's a $4, you know, 20% on that. That's a $4 tip, which would be about a gallon's worth of gas. So I guess that that about makes sense. Of course, here in Keene, a lot of people are very, very compact. And like as far as the population, it's very compact, and so the driver literally may be driving for no more than three to 5 minutes to get to his destination. So, I mean, how far do you normally have to go to deliver a pie where you are?
It can vary a lot. It could take anywhere from 2 minutes to 20 minutes sometimes, mm-hmm. depending on where I'm going, because I'm in a part of New York. It's a little bit above New York, probably about an hour above New York. So it's kind of spread out, like everything. So it really
yeah. This
varies.
Is one of the difficulties. Is here I'm looking at a $15 pie. 15% is $2.25, and
I generally tip 20%.
Do you see how the numbers moved?
Yeah.
In my lifetime, the number has moved, and moving targets are hard to hit. So I'm just trying to figure out what good rules for people are. He's given a new rule, which is a gallon of gas, and I'm not saying it's a bad rule or a good rule. I don't know, but I would think that some people would say to themselves, "Well, pizza delivery guy, he's got to clean plates or anything like that off the table." So they may go lower, or they may go higher. They say, "Well, gas has gone up." So.
I would certainly keep in mind how far the driver is driving.
Yeah,
if I live out
in
the woods, I think that would increase the tip.
Well, you got to think about it this way too: is that the server a lot of times is just taking something from a window in the kitchen to the table.
Yeah.
I have to use my own gas, and
right.
I only get paid $6 an hour. Some people around here only get paid $5 an hour. And you also have to figure that you're using a lot of, like, mileage on your car. Like, I'm going through probably almost twice the amount of miles as an average person is in a month.
Yep.
Sure, and
also,
you're saving me the
insurance.
Time.
There's a higher insurance rate for pizza delivery guys. Now, you may or may not have that higher insurance rate, but if you get into an automobile accident, you better remove that pizza thing from the top of your car.
And I've had one car totaled on me, actually, from a girl pulling out of a parking lot straight into the front
of
my car while I was driving delivery.
Yeah, so and that can't possibly make up for the tips. No one can make up for an automobile accident.
Exactly, and I'm saving you the time. It's like, what is it worth it to you to sit home and have somebody bring it to you? And it can be pretty far, and you got to figure, if you're only 5 minutes out, it's 10 minutes, like, altogether to go out there and come back. So it's double what it is to come to you.
Yep, that's true, and that is an important factor to consider. Like, you would have to otherwise spend time driving into town and then getting the pie and bringing it
back.
Well,
when I delivered pies, I'd deliver three or four at once.
It depends, though, if you have three or four to take at that time.
Yep.
I don't want to leave pizza sitting around waiting for other orders to come in.
It's true.
Absolutely true. Anthony, thanks for sharing that tonight. I do appreciate the expertise and the info. Thanks. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype. It's username lrn.fm. And we have Joe on the line listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hey, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
As usual, you've opened a can of worms. I, too, am a former server. And hi. No, I love your Oski story, but you kind of raised some issues. The difference between tipping in a small town or if you're on the road and you're tipping. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But you mentioned the word relationship. And I live in a small town, and I have relationships with the people I get gas from, the people I buy my beer from, the people I buy my food from. And tipping is part of establishing a relationship. And I get back to what Ian said about, I work really hard and I work well. I'm a plumber now. I used to be a server. I'm a plumber. And that's an art, not a science. So people hate plumbers. But, I make more an hour than this guy that's bringing me the beer or that's making the sub sandwich or that,
Yeah,
and
sure.
And so I do feel like it's a cool thing to say, hey, thank you for your service. But, big town, small town, what is the value of money? I have a daughter who's in China now teaching Chinese to foreigners from all over the world, but she's also studying economics, and she taught me the value of money is not fixed. Okay?
No.
My dollar goes a lot farther down here in a small town than it does in a big city.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm worth more in a big city. I can make more per hour, but everything costs more.
And it's also kind of when I go to New York City and I get a cocktail and it's $15, it's kind of stunning and outrageous to hayseeds like us. Really? What am I expected to tip on this thing? And I'm sure that that happens to those servers all the time. And, you know, okay, it's just a different place where things cost more.
I've got to take it one step farther, though, because down here we have a handful of worker-owned restaurants.
And, yep.
Okay? And I used to actually I used to be a part owner of one. That was a long time ago. But they would split the tip. There was a tip wage. And how many hours did you work? How much tips did we bring in? And we'd all be average. And we had a chart, you know. And actually, I was one of the higher people with like a 17% average tip wage, you know, for the hours I worked and what I sold. The state came down on them and said, you can't do that.
They couldn't pool tips?
They couldn't pool tips. And so
I tend to think that pooling tips is, you know, not so, the best way to do things. What do you think about it?
I thought it was very egalitarian. Okay?
Is that good or not, though?
But it brings you down
server,
if you're a high...
My server, and being a server is a hard job. It's a multitasking. Oh. There's good service and there's bad service.
Right.
And, Mark, I'm sure you understand, as a former server, I'm kind of picky. I can tell if somebody's screwing up or if they're really trying and doing a good job. And my tips do reflect that. But I guess it comes down to personal choice, what is the value? But when the state steps in and says, you can't pull tips because the person that brought me the food that is paying attention when I need my coffee refilled, well, why is the person back there making my eggs any less responsible or the person washing those dishes? So why not pull tips? To me, that made sense.
Oh, you're saying you pulled tips with the whole restaurant?
The whole restaurant had what was
called... Okay, because it was employee-owned. I see.
Tip wage.
Because generally there are some restaurants where the servers will pool tips, in which case the worst servers bring down the amount that the best servers get at the end of the night.
Or
the
worst chart of what's your tip wage, so people can kind of pay attention. So because I was a hot heavy hitter, let's just say I don't own that place anymore, but I respect the idea that the person making the bread is as important as the person serving the bread, is as important as the person washing the dishes, and it's all part of the service. So what is the value of money, and what is the value of a service? But now what's happened here, the state has stepped in and said, you can't do that.
That's unfortunate.
So now these places, even if I go to the bar, the one place has a bar, the other place they have coffee, and they have, you know, different ones, they have baked goods, and... But the point is, they will not take tips anymore.
No, that's too bad.
But they raise their prices.
Yep. Oh, that's what they'd have to do. Hey, Joe, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's unfortunate. I mean, the state should not be getting involved in individuals' business decisions and how to run their business. Let them make those choices.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. As difficult as this tipping tradition is to kind of work out in one's mind, and... I don't know. I mean, it's hard to see. Everybody's on the side of higher tips. Nobody seems to be on the side of the consumer here.
Well, I don't know what it means to not be on the side of the consumer. You want good service, you pay for it. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the same. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.